The Center for Consumer Freedom's director, Will Coggins, and I talk about extremist animal rights groups. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
They're committing crimes, and it's being funded by tax-exempt donations. So we think this is a huge abuse of the tax code. PETA's the same way. You know, PETA's used getting arrested tactics for many years, and PETA's also funding this group Direct Action Everywhere. At the same time, PETA has a history of allying or supporting some of these more extreme groups. For example, PETA once gave a grant to a group called the Earth Liberation Front, which is considered by the FBI to be a domestic terrorist group. And PETA gave them money. And PETA also gave about $70,000 to the legal defense of a gentleman who burned down a lab at University of Michigan. And PETA has a lot of these very hardcore ties. And again, PETA's organized as a public charity as well. And we think it's kind of a farce. It's one thing if PETA wants to go out there and use free speech to advocate a position or to educate on issues. That's certainly one thing, and certainly might be within their rights as Americans and as a charity, as a nonprofit. But they've crossed that line, and we think it's high time the feds crack down on this.
Okay, so who's leading the charge in terms of filing with IRS and FBI? Is that your group?
Yes, that's us. We're the Center for Consumer Freedom. We run websites such as HumaneWatch.org and PETAKillsAnimals.com, sort of educational campaigns about the more extreme animal rights groups. And yeah, we're the ones behind the complaint. We work with lawyers and nonprofit attorneys. We're a watchdog project, so we're very familiar with tracking these animal rights groups' activities and their connections.
The reason I keep bringing these stories up is that these extremists treat farmers like they're criminals. David Sparks, aginfo.net.